As the executive director of the West Virginia Regional Development and Planning Council, Shane Whitehair is familiar with dated water systems and folks hauling water. The website says the council is part of a statewide network of cooperating organizations that provides a strategic array of services to support community and economic development, planning, and intergovernmental cooperation.
Now all the easy areas have been served. Now you're getting to areas that are very rural, where the customer base is just so spread out that it's very costly to serve those areas.
So what does it take to build a water utility in West Virginia? Well, apparently it's complicated and depends on the scenario. But here's a breakdown. Let's say a community would like to get hooked up to a neighboring water system. The community would file a formal petition to the closest utility, which would fill out an application, which I'm told isn't as simple as it sounds. If they're requesting funding from the state, the utility has to go through the Infrastructure and Jobs Development Council.
And that council is set up and made up of all the other funding sources and state agencies to provide some guidance on whether the project's technically and also financially feasible.
You have to do a survey of the community to see if there's a high enough percentage of people want it. Now, if there's a sanitary sewer that goes by your house, you have to hook up to it. If there's a water system that goes by your house, you don't have to take it.
That's Wyoming County Clerk Mike Goode. He explains part of the process involves surveys to see if the community wants access to public water. Goode has worked on several water projects in the region during his 30-year tenure as an elected official. He explains how surveys can complicate the situation, as they did in Hanover.
Now, follow me on this. City Gilbert has a water treatment plant. They sell water to the Mingo County Public Service District, which is in Justice, which comes up to the county line. In order to put a water system in Hanover, we have to buy water. And, I mean, everybody's fairly agreeable to this. You've got to have an agreement with the Mingo County Public Service District to buy water off of them, who in turn buys it off of the City of Gilbert. You know, I mean, you got three governmental entities there, and you got to have all kinds of user agreements and interoperability, intergovernmental agreements. And, I mean, it's just been a nightmare.
Then there's Coal Mountain. We heard about this earlier in our series. The community depends on a gas tank on top of a hill that feeds water hoses into another holding tank.
It's kind of a catch-22 situation. It's too far removed almost to run a water line from another existing system. There's not anything anywhere close. It's almost too small to build a water treatment plant. They do qualify for some abandoned mine lands money, not enough to do what needs to be done. And, you know, I would really, if there's anything I'd like to see finished in Wyoming County, it's that water system.
Goode says the project hit roadblocks like a lack of funding, which in turn meant they had to resurvey the population. More roadblocks, another survey. Now the people are at the point where they're just not willing to fill out any more surveys. Once again, it's a unique situation.
To build a water treatment plant, it's going to cost you $1 million to build a plant. Then you got to put the lines in. And I mean, no matter what you do, it's a lot of money. No matter how small it is, you've got a certain amount of work that has to be done.
That brings us to the next and biggest challenge, money. Several communities in the coal fields have benefited from abandoned mine land money. It's federal funds provided by a tax on coal companies. The money is used to repair damages done by coal companies prior to 1977, when Congress enacted the Surface Mining Control and Reclamation Act. But there's not enough money to fix even the high-priority health and safety-related sites, which are things like unsealed mines or unstable high walls, let alone several new water systems. It boils down to money across the state. Again, Shane Whitehair.
The demand for funding far exceeds what is available to fund these projects.
Whitehair points out that one of the most likely funding sources for these kind of projects, the Small Cities Block Grants, gets about $13 million for new projects. He says the requested funds for water and sewer alone is usually between $60 to $80 million.
by just looking at that statistic alone kind of paints a picture as to the need for the entire state as to, you know, your basic water and sewer services, whether you're making improvements to systems or extending services to rural areas of the state.
So getting water to rural places through these conventional means is just expensive, and sometimes the Public Service Commission says the residents can't afford to pay the inevitable utility bill. But it's not impossible. Goode says the most effective ingredient is the community drive, like in Ravencliff.
Maybe 75 families, and I thought there is no way in this world that's ever going to happen. Well, they had a lot of movers and shakers up there, and that's what it takes to get it done in any community, whether the county commission wants it, whether I want it, whether the governor wants it. If somebody in the community is not spearheading it and staying on everybody's case, it doesn't get done. Well, Ravencliff had an abundance of those people. And a system, I mean, it stretched over a third of the county. And it was because a few people had a vision to get that done. I mean, that is amazing.
Goode's retiring after this term. After 30 years, after walking miles of red tape and navigating bureaucratic mazes, he says water is fundamental. And working to provide his community with cleaner, reliable water has been the most rewarding aspect of his work.
I hate getting up in the mornings and turning my tap on and not have water. You know, I mean, that's...
And that's happened to you?
Yeah, it has over the years. I am now on a city water. I used to be on a well. I'm now on city water. And I was one of the last people to get it on the Ravencliff system. So, but... Yeah, I just, you know, I think everybody deserves it. They deserve to not have to worry if they want to drink water, if they want to brush their teeth, if they want to take a bath, if they want to wash their white clothes. They shouldn't have to worry about what it's going to look like.
He'd like to see the process simplified and perhaps a central entity that handles critical water infrastructure. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Jessica Lilly.